Atosh Ahmed Ibrahim says he'll never forget the day a car bomb nearly killed him. He says his shattered legs were gushing blood. He's a mechanic in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu.
It was in the morning when a client brought me his car for repairing. As soon as I started working on it, the car blew up because it had a bomb attached and I didn't know about it.
It's here in the street right outside Atosh's home that him and other mechanics work on tuk-tuks, cars and bikes. And it's right here that the bomb went off. He would have joined the other hundreds of Somalis who die in armed conflict every year if it wasn't for one man. Dr. Ahmed Abdikadir Mohammed says he was tired of seeing people bleed to death, so he set up Somalia's only public blood bank funded by private donors. This is what inspired him 5 years ago. About 600 people were killed when two truck bombs exploded in Mogadishu. It was the worst attack in Somalia's history. Investigators blamed the armed group Al-Shabaab. Many of those killed bled to death from their injuries. Dr. Ahmed decided to do something about it.
It feels like the country is in an emergency all the time. With many explosions and accidents, there is always a need for blood. This center supplies blood to many hospitals in the city to save the lives of wounded people, mothers in childbirth and others.
Atosh is one of the many people who've been saved with the blood that Dr. Ahmed collects. He and his team deliver it to hospitals where it's needed. He says more people die of blood loss than from the bullets that hit them, and the UN says about 5,000 women die in childbirth in Somalia every year, many of whom could be saved by blood transfusions. Moalim Rage Moalim is another one of the blood recipients. He says a doctor misdiagnosed him with tuberculosis and gave him strong drugs that destroyed his kidneys. He now depends on kidney dialysis with donated blood.
It's a good thing for the community. Without him, so many people would be dying because of lack of blood. Like me, if I did not get blood from him, it would be hard for me to stay alive.
Dr. Ahmed says finding donors is hard. He says he's met many people who believe they'll die if they donate. He speaks on TV and radio every week to educate and encourage people. The bank stores enough blood to treat just a few hundred patients. It's a start, but he says he has a long way to go to meet Somalia's needs. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Mogadishu, Somalia.